RNC constable Doug Snellgrove has been found guilty of sexual assault. In 2014, Snellgrove picked up an intoxicated young woman, drove her home in his cruiser, and sexually assaulted her while still on duty. Snellgrove was arrested in 2015. In 2017, the trial ended not in a not guilty verdict, but that was overturned on an appeal due to a judge's error in instructing the jury. The second trial ended in a mistrial when the judge wrongly dismissed two jurors. Heather Elliott is an activist who is herself a victim of sexual assault. She was instrumental in mobilizing a public support for Jane Doe. She joins the show this morning. Good morning, Ms. Elliott.
Good morning, Jerry Lynn.
What were your feelings when you heard about the guilty verdict?
Oh, too many to articulate. Initially, honestly, relief. There was a crowd of us who had been down at the Supreme Court on Saturday just as a visible support for Jane Doe. Being a survivor can be really isolating. So we wanted to create a space that showed that, you know, we are here, we do see you. And when the jury came back saying they had reached a verdict, we relocated from downtown to across the street from the School of the Deaf. And when the verdict came out, there was much screaming for joy and crying. It was a very emotional moment, for sure.
How concerned were you when the jurors sent a message to the judge on Friday night saying that they could not come to a unanimous decision?
I was concerned, but unfortunately, not surprised. One of the things, and actually we had quite a few men come down and protest with us this time, and they said one of the things that surprised them the most was that all of us were like, we want a guilty verdict, but it probably won't come because it never does. And so when they said they couldn't reach a verdict, and, you know, then you start having conversations about, well, I suppose a hung jury isn't as bad as an acquittal, because then you could go back for, like, and you start having to kind of process how else the system could possibly fail. So when the jury went back, and the longer they took, I think the more hope that we got that at least there was conversation happening. If they had gone back and come back within an hour and said, nope, we're still deadlocked, then that would have been a pretty clear indicator. But that they went back in when Justice Collette Carr sent them in and they kept going, that started to give us a bit of hope, for sure.
How important was it to you to show support to Jane Doe, to show her, you know, that the community was behind her?
So important. Just so, I think, as I said, you know, when you're a survivor, especially Jane has had this very high profile position, even though none of us know who she is. And you can only imagine how lonely it feels when you're a survivor who's never come forward or who's in the process, but it's not getting as much attention as the Snellgrove trial did. And so I think having a physical space where a group of us came together and said, nope, we see you and we believe you. And that was really our big message, is like, no matter what happens today, we believe you. And I think if you speak with any survivor, that's something that they'll tell you, is the fear of being believed is the hardest part. So I think it was just so important for us to be there on Saturday.
Heather, why was Jane Doe's experience with the justice system not acceptable to you and so many others?
6 years is a long time, and it is unfair to expect somebody to put their entire life on hold and just relive their trauma again and again and again. And after the second trial ended in a mistrial because of Justice Handrigan's mistake with the dismissal of two jurors, I was personally angry, because that doesn't impact the way that the evidence has been presented. That doesn't impact the testimony the jury heard. The precedent for that practice of drawing names out of a hat comes from the Colton Bushy case out in Saskatchewan, but that was very much extenuating circumstances. So I was just frustrated that, okay, so you've denied her justice and now she's got to come back a third time. And it's not like you can pick right up where you left off. You can't just say, okay, we'll be back in court next week. So it's holding on to that and expecting everything to just, you know, continue on. Everybody else gets to move on with their lives, but she is stuck static and has to wait for justice to hopefully be served. That just didn't sit right with me. So that was why I know for me and for so many other survivors here who never either never saw justice or who have had their cases thrown out before on technicalities. I've had lots of conversations about that too. There's a lot of rage against how the system is currently set up.
Yeah, how difficult is navigating the justice system for survivors of sexual assault?
It's not easy. There is a victim services office, but they're grossly under-resourced and overworked, like a lot of things in this province, unfortunately, when it comes to supporting vulnerable people. And a lot of survivors were watching this verdict very closely. You know, you take note. If you see yourself reflected in Jane Doe, you're taking note of how the courts are treating her. And if you see things getting bumped back again and again, you're going to be less inclined to come forward and seek your own justice. And that's a problem. So I think just the system looks intimidating enough that people don't come forward. And once you're in it and you realize the hoops you have to jump through and you know, how really the system's not structured in a way to support survivors and empower them to make them feel like the justice system is a system that will help them seek justice, they come in and are almost immediately treated like they're lying. So there has to be a shift in how we empower our survivors in this province when it comes to the legal system, for sure.
Yeah, what can we do to make it better for survivors, do you think?
I would love to see a sexual violence, domestic violence court in this province. I really would. New Brunswick has had a domestic violence court for the last just over 10 years, where judges and legal staff are all trained specifically in the nuance of domestic violence. What does trauma look like? What does why might somebody stay? Why, you know, why might somebody behave a certain way after their spouse comes after them? That sort of thing, and address those accordingly. There's mandatory behavioral therapy for perpetrators to explain, you know, to make them sure they understand why their behavior is problematic, to try and break the cycle of violence. And they've found that over the last 10 years, there's been a lot of positive impact on the community from that. People better understand why somebody might come forward to domestic violence court. People better understand what to look for. And I think we already have a family court here, but they only really handle custody and division of assets. Quebec is currently looking at a sexual violence court, and I'm paying very close attention to that. I believe it's moved to the committee phase now. Because I think it's something that would work here. I think having legal personnel specifically trained in understanding how to empower survivors, how to assist perpetrators, because the fact is that unless you can offer someone resources so that they can understand why their behavior was wrong and attempt to make amends and for themselves, you're going to re-release them and they have a higher recurrence of likelihood of reoffending. There needs to be some kind of support for perpetrators and for survivors so that we can try to create an environment where this doesn't happen anymore.
Heather Elliott, I thank you for joining the program. There's so many other areas and avenues of discussion we could go down, but we've got to leave it there.
Thank you so much, Jerilyn. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Honestly, Heather Elliott is an activist who was instrumental in mobilizing a public support for Jane Doe, as we learned on Saturday that Constable Douglas Snellgrove has been found guilty.